Simon & Schuster Audio presents Carolina Built, a novel by Kiana Alexander, read by Shayna Small, with Leon Nixon.
For the women in my family line, both known and unknown to me, whose love, courage, and sacrifices allowed me to come into being. And for my daughter, and the dream of all she will one day become. Preface. I first heard of Josephine Napoleon Leary's story from a tweet, a simple blip on my feed, a chance encounter with someone else's thoughts led me to write this book. It's funny because I was forced into using Twitter by a writer friend who insisted I'd need it for networking. I was already exhausted with Facebook, being a private person by nature. I fought tooth and nail, but finally caved and got a Twitter account in 2011. Nowadays, I use it far more than any other social media site. When I saw the tweet about Mrs. Leary, I was immediately intrigued. I was also upset that as a native North Carolinian, I had never heard of her or her accomplishments. In eighth grade, I was required to take a state history class, one that was supposed to have given me an in-depth picture of North Carolina, from its first colonies to the 20th century. Where was the mention of Mrs. Leary, whose remarkable accomplishments should have more than secured her place in the annals of state history? Years of independent research to satisfy my own insatiable curiosity about my history have shown me that this is often the case. The accomplishments of African Americans have so often been minimized, overlooked, or outright dismissed to serve a narrative that relegates us to the status of second-class citizenship. I decided to be a part of the solution by putting my efforts into a project that would shine a light on someone who would otherwise be forgotten by history. I began my research, as most of us do in this age of technology, online, using the digital archives of the Josephine Napoleon Leary papers, housed at the David M. Rubenstein Rare Book and Manuscript Library on the campus of Duke University. I was able to establish a baseline of knowledge about Mrs. Leary's life and work, particularly as it pertains to her finances and her real estate transactions. The collection, acquired from Mrs. Leary.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?